It's the 24th of January 2012, and if you are listening to this piece of audio, hopefully you are where I hope you are, which is reading a blog post with the title at the top of the page saying Garden Group Tour, Rathbeggan Lakes, 5th of February 2012. If you don't know what the Garden Group is, to a mildly serious note, the Garden Group started about 3 years ago, mainly because you got a young enough chappie like me going to see some fine and eloquent gardens, which sometimes isn't everybody's cup of tea, my apologies. On the other hand, what was coming across to me at that time was a lot of you or some of you saying that you would like to go, or where's a good place to go, or you would like to be able to. And on the other side of it, there was a bit in the middle where I think people were kind of saying to me that they'd tried to join a garden group, but they didn't find the one that was for them. I think that's the fairest way of saying it. So I thought, well, how about if we made the criteria, let's get outside, number one, let's make it interesting, number two, and let's break all of the rules. So you don't need a degree in botanical Latin. You are allowed to be 3 months old. You're allowed to be 400 years old. You're allowed to come with your kids. You're allowed to not come with your kids. And nobody should feel out of place. And if along that way you bump into a tree and go, oh, what's that? Then happy days. And equally, I think what I found, the balance seems to have been made in finding enough people who are garden enthusiasts, horticulturists, or none of the above to find that balance. But at the same token, no matter what they are in gardening or not, the criteria is they're... they've got an ability to smile and an ability to say hello, goodbye and thank you. And that is the most important thing and the only charge that I ask for being part of this garden group. And that's the other thing. It's free. On the nice side of it, the people, for example, like Dave from Rathbeggan Lakes have said to me, look, you can have our premises, our venues for free. And by the way, I'll give you a personal guided tour around the estate of my own accord and for my own free time, for no apparent reason other than I'm just being a nice guy. And that's how it works, and that's the balance between the two. So nobody gets really anything from it apart from a really good day out. What does Rathbeggan Lakes have for you? Well, number one, I've never been there before, but I tried to do that. I tried to go to one place I've been, then one place I haven't. So I get the same as you hopefully will when we go there. But Dave tells me they have 85 allotments, they have a viewing tower, they have a new geometric garden, they have a 2-year-old orchard, which is quite good. They also have a new mini woodland walk, exclamation mark, he hasn't there. And that's without even going near the lakes themselves. They also have a lovely coffee shop, he tells me, as well. And some other bits and bobs floating around the place. The photographs look, I have to say, extremely inviting. And I think when I saw the photographs, I thought, yeah, actually, you know something, there's enough there if you're into the allotment growing, if you just want to see how other people are doing it, if you maybe are thinking about planting some fruit trees. Again, there's enough there for the photographer, for the walker, for the person who just likes the great outdoors, or for the person who's a little bit more into the gardening itself. How do you book? How do you get involved? How do you do it? Again, there's no charge. Number two, if you wish to go, there's a limit on numbers. I think it's 15 or 18. I'm open to correction on that. I should really read my own writing at this stage of the game. But at the same token, I would ask that you go to blog.donaghanlandscape.com, find the post that says Rathbeggan Lakes, and just put, I'm in. And if you wish to bring 3 people with you, you put, I'm in plus 3. Equally, if you're going to back out of it or for some estranged reason you can't make it, I don't know, your ladder fell sideways and, you know, you sat in your sandwiches or whatever reason comes to mind and you can't go, you also leave a comment saying, hey, listen, Pete, I can't make it. We're going to have to back out. Other than that, if you want a lift, or let's say you're travelling from Dublin City Centre, because this place is out in Dunshaughlin, you can get a bus there. That's absolutely fine. I've put the links into Google Maps, the whole lot. Yeah, it's all there. But if you can't, or you're having trouble getting there, what you do is you leave a comment saying, I'd like to go, but I'm travelling from, anybody coming from this direction, 99.9% of the time, you will find somebody will answer your call and say, yes, I actually am, and I'll bring you. There are very nice, good, collective, gaggle, plethora of people who tend to go on these gigs. Other than that, what can I say? Yeah, bring your sandwiches, bring the raincoat, bring some sunscreen, screen, and come forth and enjoy. There really is nothing else to say apart from thank you, and I look forward to seeing you there. Once again, blog.donegallandscape.com, search garden group category, down the right hand side of the blog, and just put your name in there, and any troubles or any hassles at all, and don't be afraid to use it. It's a mobile number for good reason. I have it in my pocket, so unless I'm up a tree and I can't answer it, I will answer it. 087-659-4688, or head across to facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping or twitter.com/Donegan Gardens. But no matter what you do, no matter which way you contact me, leave a comment on the blog. I'm in, plus the amount of numbers you wish to bring, and do that only on the blog. Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you then. Take care. Bye for now.